It is 6:41. Last year's wine of the week was all about the best of last year. This week is about what's in store for 2014.
And joining us now, syndicated wine columnist Scott Greenberg for our wine of the week. Scott, great to have you back.
Sean, Hillary, how are you?
Hi, good.
We're good. Now, let's first start with this one. And when I first saw what you were thinking here, it kind of got me off guard here. You hear keg, the word keg, you think about beer. Why do you think this is going to be the year for kegs in wine?
Well, quick disclaimer, nobody said I'm the best at predicting this stuff, but, you know, it's what all the cool wine journalists are doing, so I figured I'd throw my hat in the ring. But I got to tell you, keg wines are here, and they're here to stay. It's a big thing out in California, San Francisco, Los Angeles. Wineries, good wineries, very good wineries, are putting wines in kegs and shipping them to restaurants because restaurants can then push them through a tap system and pour you very small pours, say 3 or 5 ounce tastes, all the way up to half craft, full craft, a liter of wine. And they're very efficient. You can get 26 bottles of wine into a keg. So it becomes very economical for the restaurants to do this. They pass the savings on to the consumer. And if you're not really looking to spend a lot of money just to hear the pop of a cork, I think kegs are here to stay, and there's some really great restaurants in D.C. that are now serving them up on tap.
Wow. Want to name a few?
Sure. Matchbox, Graffiato, and Postmodern Brasserie, all near the Verizon Center, are going to the tap system. And then there's Two Amy's up in Northwest, District Kitchen. They've got a great variety of these new keg wines. So take a look. I think you're going to be seeing more of them in 2014.
Okay. Now you take a look at Old World wines, and you say they'll find new world customers. Why is that?
Well, I think that Old World wines, and I'm talking about Spain, Portugal, and Italy, which traditionally have kind of been snubbed by some of the younger wine consumers who are trying to get into wine, who really like those more fruit-forward style of wines. I think the Old World, Spain, Portugal, Italy, they're putting more money into modern winemaking equipment, and these young, highly educated winemakers are taking over the reins, and they're producing some really great stuff. And I think the American consumers who generally, you know, kind of gravitate towards wines from the United States or Australia or South America are going to find great values now in some of these wines.
Okay, 2014, the year of orange wine. What is that?
All right, so, you know, we've done kind of the good, the great, and now we're going to talk a little bit about the ugly. Orange wine is really kind of done. It's a little passe. A lot of the young hipster wannabe wine waiters have really been pushing orange wine on some of their menus, and it's interesting, and it's interesting for the sake of being interesting. But as far as like being kind of done, I think we're kind of done. It's now, by the way, it is a legitimate wine style. It comes from fermenting white grapes with skins and seeds left in contact with the juice for a prolonged period of time, you know, kind of like red wine that gets that skin contact. So these wines have a little bit more pluck, a little bit more tannin, and they are touted as being very food friendly. And that's true. I think, you know, you can go pork chop, roast chicken, but, you know, some people out there are saying, well, they're like a lighter style red wine like Lambrusco. Well, why not drink Lambrusco? So I'm not a big fan of the orange wine movement. I think it's kind of run its course in 2014. Trendy, yeah, trendy. But you remember Grüner Veltliner?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yeah, so
barely.
Kind of trendy.
Thank you, Scott. Happy weekend.
Wish I could be there, guys. Take care.
Next time. Alrighty. Syndicated wine columnist Scott Greenberg. Want to know what to drink with your meal? Check out Scott's wine recommendations at WTOP.com.